From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The top diplomat of the United States says he sees progress in talks aimed at the crisis in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a meeting of Syrian rebel groups in Saudi Arabia appears to be very constructive, but that it is too soon to schedule a new round of peace talks. Kerry made his remarks Thursday on the sidelines of a U.N. climate conference in Paris. The Syrian opposition groups meeting in Riyadh are trying to form a unified front before proposed peace talks with the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The meeting, which will continue through Friday, includes representatives from the Western-backed Syrian National Coalition and even some Islamist insurgent groups. A peace plan agreed to last month by 20 countries meeting in Vienna set a January 1st deadline for the start of talks between the rebel groups and Assad's government. In related news, diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the United Nations plan to meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. Heavily armed police carrying submachine guns stood guard outside diplomatic missions in Geneva Thursday as police were actively searching for suspects in connection with an investigation into the Paris attacks last month. Authorities raised the security alert level in Geneva and the surrounding region. With much of Europe on heightened alert for extremist attacks in recent weeks, Swiss national authorities had flagged people they called suspicious individuals who could be in Geneva or the Geneva region to the city's authorities on Wednesday. A statement from the Geneva Security Department said that it did not specify how many people were being sought, nor did it provide their identities. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's spy chief has resigned over policy disagreements with President Ashraf Ghani, according to a copy of the resignation letter sent to the media Thursday. The head of the National Directorate of Security, the NDS, Rahmatullah Nabil, has said that unfortunately a lack of agreement on policy matters and restrictions imposed on him by the president had created an atmosphere where he could not do his job. In his letter, Nabil alleged that Ghani had verbally asked him to resign. Zafar Hashemi, a presidential spokesman in Kabul, said in a Twitter post that Ghani accepted the resignation of Rahmatullah Nabil and is holding a special meeting to pick a caretaker for the NDS from its leadership. Nabil's resignation comes amid a string of high-profile Taliban attacks around the country, including Tuesday's deadly assault on the airport in southern Kandahar city that took at least 50 lives. It also comes a day after President Ghani agreed during a trip to neighboring Pakistan in meetings with Pakistani, U.S. and Chinese officials to resume peace negotiations with the Taliban to bring an end to the violence in Afghanistan. Now, Nabil was believed to be opposed to engaging the militants and talks through Pakistan's mediation. The U.S. Supreme Court appears as divided after affirmative action as the American people on affirmative action. Some groups claim that preferential treatment for racial minorities in the school admission process in the U.S. is important to ensure equal opportunity for all. Others say the law is unfair. More from Slavika Hook.
Supporters and opponents of affirmative action gathered outside the Supreme Court in Washington Wednesday. The case being heard was brought before the court by Abigail Fisher, who says she was denied admission to the University of Texas at Austin to make room for a minority student.
Like most Americans, I don't believe that students should be treated differently based on their race.
During the 90-minute argument Wednesday, liberal justices expressed support for affirmative action programs, and conservatives questioned the long-term outcome of promoting campus diversity. The court ruling is expected next year. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
A hacking group said Thursday it has crashed Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's official website to protest Japan's plans to hunt whales. The chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, told reporters that one of Abe's websites became inaccessible early Thursday and police were investigating. The site was restored by the evening. Suga acknowledged that the anonymous hacker group has posted a Twitter message claiming responsibility, but added authorities had not singled out the group as a prime suspect. One of the group's messages criticized Japan's whaling plans.
That's the latest world news from VOA.